Too Much Wheat, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. What with one of the greatest years for wheat in 2016 in Idaho, along with record yields in Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Nebraska, Texas, Kansas, and in terms of foreign countries, Russia and Australia having great years, I asked Clark Johnston, a grain marketer with AgriSource JC Management, is there a glut on the world market?
Yeah, there is. We think it was going to carry over about 50% stocks-to-use ratio for next year in the U.S., but I think we're going to be, the last report showed us closer to about 41 or 42%, which is still a lot of wheat, but at least it's not 50. But we've been exporting pretty good, but there is a lot of wheat. But I guess if I'm a betting man, I'm going to say not everybody can have a good crop every year. We're going to even this thing out a little bit here, and we could this year in reality. Here in our area with the flour mills, Ardent doesn't have a bid at all for nearby wheat. Nothing at all until new crop, and the same with Grain Craft. No bids. So the earliest bid you can get is a bid for July delivery right now.
They are just flat out not buying anything right now. Did I get that right?
Nothing at all nearby. Nothing. Their needs are met. They've got enough.
What a shame, particularly when you consider that some of that wheat could go bad. This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.